This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Why low engagement is a communication failure. The silence that's costing you your team. What happened? Gallup's latest research reveals that employee engagement has hit troubling lows, and the organisation points directly at leadership as the root cause. Workers across industries are checking out, not because of pay or perks, but because of how they are being led. The numbers confirm what many employees already feel: their managers are failing to connect with them in any meaningful way. The communication angle. Picture this: a manager walks into a Monday meeting, runs through the agenda, assigns tasks, and wraps up in 12 minutes flat. Efficient, clean, completely hollow. Nobody asked a real question. Nobody offered a real answer. And by Friday, two people on that team are quietly updating their resumes. That manager is not a villain. He is just communicating like a dispatcher instead of a leader. And that distinction is everything. Gallup's findings are not a management mystery. They are a communication autopsy. When engagement collapses, it almost always traces back to one failure. Leaders are transmitting information, but not creating connection. They talk at people. They update, announce, and instruct. What they never do is invite. They never ask questions that require honest answers. They never make it safe to say this isn't working. Here is the specific problem. Most managers treat one-on-ones and team meetings as status updates. That is the wrong format entirely. A status update is a memo. A conversation is a tool. When you ask someone what's getting in your way this week, and you actually wait, actually listen, and actually respond to what they say, you've done more for engagement in 3 minutes than a company retreat can do in 3 days. That is not motivational speak. That is how trust accumulates, one honest exchange at a time. The other piece leaders miss is consistency. Engagement does not die from one bad meeting. It erodes from 100 small moments where nothing was acknowledged, nobody was seen, and every interaction felt transactional. Employees are not asking for therapy sessions with their managers. They're asking for proof that someone notices them. That proof comes through language-specific feedback, remember details, questions that show you were paying attention last week. The fix is brutally simple, but almost nobody does it. Before your next team meeting, write down one person's name and one real thing happening in their work life. Mention it, ask about it, then shut up and listen. Do that consistently, and your engagement numbers will move. Ignore it, and Gallup will write about your company next. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on active listening gives you a framework for turning routine check-ins into conversations that actually build loyalty. Most people think listening is passive. It is not. It is the most strategic communication move a leader has, and almost nobody deploys it with any intentionality. The takeaway. Before your next one-on-one, write down one specific thing you noticed about that person's work since you last spoke. A win, a struggle, a question they raised. Start the conversation by referencing it. Not how things going, but last week you mentioned the client was pushing back on the timeline. Where does that stand? That one sentence tells them you were listening. That is the beginning of engagement. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.